We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Happy to be joined by Bob Walk, who I've missed our post-game conversations, Walkie, here. This is an odd time for sure. First off, how are you? This is, and I was thinking during the break, you have not been home or you have not had a weekend in May in probably 45 years. You have a chance to enjoy Memorial Day with your family since you were probably like 17.
Yeah, my last summer before I signed and played pro ball, which in the minor leagues is every single day. Well, at least back then it was. There was no such thing as a day off. It's kind of like Bull Durham. You had to like turn the sprinklers on and flood the field if you wanted a day off. So it's been a long time. I've never really experienced this. The first time it hit me was when I got home on the 16th of March, and then the next day is 17th, which is St. Patty's Day, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, wow, this is the first time since 76 that I have not been in Florida at some spring training facility somewhere. So this is definitely new for me, but I'm, considering the circumstances, I'm enjoying it. I'm getting to do some other things, and, work around the house, do stuff that I haven't really had an opportunity to do in the spring, spend a lot more time with the wife and the kids and the grandkids. It's been pretty good. We're hunkered down there pretty well for that first month. We weren't seeing anybody. It was like we were living in a cave somewhere in the hills. But, we've kind of loosened up the rules a little. I still haven't been in a grocery store since the Publix down on Anna Marie Island.
Unbelievable.
It's different, but we're getting used to it, and things seem to be getting better and better every day. Keep our fingers crossed that it continues. I mean, this thing is uncharted territory, obviously, and nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. And hopefully we can see what happens with this negotiation with the players and the owners and see if we can get baseball back on the schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. You are one of the original social distancers. I'm not sure that people understand your off-season routine or lack thereof. So you've actually had some pretty good practice on this. I mean, you have to explain to people once the 162nd game is played or once the season ends, you go into hibernation and you go off the grid.
It was weird. One of my first thoughts was, wow, now everybody's going to have to be like me. kind of like a little bit of a hermit, but it is taking it to a little extreme, obviously. But like I said, doing some things that I've never done before. As soon as I hang up with you, in fact, I was just putting stuff in the truck. Wife and I, and her dad, who really hasn't left the house for even a second at any time since we got back from Florida. We're going up to the family cabin by Marionville. We're going to go up there and spend 3 or 4 days just enjoying the woods and hanging out there. But it's just kind of a different feeling, and you can't get it out of your head. Anytime you sit for 5 seconds, quiet and not do anything, you start thinking about what's going on in the world, and then it kind of starts coming back to you personally, and then, of course, in my case, the baseball situation is constantly on my mind and wondering what we're going to do.
Bob Walk is with us. Bob, have you done any radio or any media whatsoever? No, I know you've been kind of keeping a low profile, and I appreciate you coming on.
I did. I think this is the second thing that I've done since spring training has been called. And I did something a couple of days ago with Brownie. Kind of like an interview show. I have no idea if he puts that on some YouTube account or something. I don't know what he was doing with it, but I talked to him for, I don't know, about a half hour or so. It was kind of like, I think he tried to, it had like a like one of those late night interview shows type feel. You know, sitting at a desk with the mic in front of him and that sort of thing. But other than that, no, I've just been kind of waiting. And like everybody else, I get up in the morning, I read the latest news on the internet just to see if there's any changes, what's going on, and then just, you know, wait for a call from my boss saying, hey, you know, you're done till next spring, or, you know, we're going to play, start getting ready. You know, one of those two things.
Bob Walk with us. He's headed to his undisclosed location in northwestern Pennsylvania. Obviously, where he's at right now, it sounds scenic and it sounds fresh and clean with the birds chirping, and it's a great ambiance here in the backdrop of this interview. So, Walkie, have you you've been doing a lot of stuff, checking off that honey-do list? Have you gotten into any of the documentaries, any of the television series out there that that a lot of folks have been binge watching? Obviously, The Last Dance, the whole Michael Jordan thing, has been just a phenomenon everybody's talking about. I'm curious if you've seen that.
I've seen a couple of different episodes. It wasn't like I've sat and watched every one of them. I'm trying to stay away from just sitting on the couch and watching stuff as much as I can. I do a lot of that, in the evening, after dinner and stuff, we sit around and do that kind of thing. But mainly I'm just, trying to stay busy during the day. But I have sat and watched a couple of those. And, it's pretty interesting. And that's kind of from back in the day where I was, more interested in all sports, and especially the NBA. I've kind of like shifted away from that over the years, and I don't pay much attention to it anymore. But, that was more my era, even earlier, even before my before Jordan came up and really took control of the league. I can even remember the days before that. So it was fun for me to watch and think back, like a lot of old guys do, how things used to be.
What was really fascinating, and I think they did a pretty good job of portraying, is A, how great he was, but B, Walkie, how much of an alpha he was, that everything just ran through him. And if he sneezed, he blinked, he was taking meals away from teammates on flights, and just a total alpha. And I guess he earned that distinction in the league. And I'm curious, when you were playing or as a broadcaster, have you ever seen an athlete or been around an athlete that had that type of persona and that type of juice, for lack of a better term?
Well, I've seen this. I would have to go back to my early years in baseball, and I played with guys that had that kind of juice, but I think maybe they didn't, they were a little nicer guys, maybe. To me, he didn't come off as really one of the nicest guys in the world, and especially some of the stuff you're hearing from his teammates now. I guess I haven't paid any attention to that, but my sons have told me some quotes by some of the guys, and they're not paying him a lot of compliments. But there was alphas, guys like Carlton and Rose and Schmidt, and even when I got down to Atlanta, Dale Murphy was one of, if not the best player in the league for a couple of years there, and I got to play alongside him when he was, and he was absolutely, at that time and still is, one of the nicest men you'll ever meet in your life, and would do anything for you in any second. And you would think he was somebody that just, walked in the clubhouse and is a friend to somebody and wants to do nothing but please you. I mean, that's the kind of guy he was, and nobody had more juice than him. So I've been around a lot of guys that were the man and could do whatever they wanted, but they never really did anything other than treat their teammates as equals. And so I was always appreciative of that.
We've got Bob Walk on the phone here. He's self-quarantining, if you will, and enjoying the social distance time, but appreciative that he's joined us here. So on the theme of The Last Dance and, all the documentaries that are coming out and just becoming so mainstream and popular, and people just binge-watch these things, especially the long-form ones, You know, the one on Jordan now, ESPN is apparently going to do a double-digit episode on Tom Brady. My question to you, Walkie, would be who that you've played with, or maybe on the early 90s Pirates teams, would be deserving of a documentary, or somebody that, you know, much like Jordan, or has a story that's documentary worthy. I guess Bonds comes to mind, but I didn't know if there was other guys that their lives and their fascinating stories that you could binge watch 10 episodes on.
Well, I think the Bonds, I think it's a slam dunk with everything that he has gone through. I mean, he is one of the greatest players that ever played the game. I don't care. There's no way you can really argue that, you know, the things he did, that, you know, the bases he was able to steal, the gold gloves he's got on his mantle, the offense is incredible. Some of the things that, you know, being intentionally walked, you know, with bases loaded and stuff like that, that just doesn't happen to anybody except him. And then you throw in all the off-field stuff, you know, especially in his San Francisco Giant years. I guess that's basically what I'm talking about there. It would be probably just as fascinating as some of the stuff that you saw from Jordan. And then, you know, of course, you know, I don't know what he was like with the Giants, but, you know, he was, I think, a little bit nicer to most of his teammates than people give him credit for when he was a Pirate. Now, like I said, later on, I don't know what happened in San Francisco. That's really when, you know, all the stories, you know, kind of start flying out. You don't know what to believe and everything. But I think that, you know, somebody someday would probably come out and do something with him, because there's just so much material there that you could use. You know, if you look at what he did on the field, you know, his personal type stuff. I know he doesn't have, you know, six World Series championships and stuff like that Jordan and Brady have. But I think with the off-the-field stuff mixed in with his stature as a baseball player, there's probably something there along those lines. And of anybody else, you know, maybe Carlton, because he was an enigma to everybody, and especially the media. You know, when he was later in his career, he refused to talk to any of the media. But he also, when you look at the baseball side of things, one of the greatest pitchers to ever go to the you know, I mean, you know, top five or six guys ever to go to the mound. So he would be another guy that, if he would cooperate and want to really give you some insights, you could probably do something with him along those lines.
So let's go on a team basis, Bob. A player or broadcaster, you've been associated with the team since the mid-'80s. If there was a season to chronicle of everyone that you've witnessed, whether you played in it or whether you called it, which season do you think would be most fascinating in a long-form documentary series?
Yeah, I don't know if one season could really tell a story. You know, you'd probably have to start the documentary in Chuck Tanner's last season, where, you know, things are really started to come apart. You know, guys are publicly saying that they want out, and, you know, saying, I want to go here, I want to go there. It was bad. You know, there was talk of even the franchise moving and going somewhere else. So that's where it would have to start. And then, you know, you could go to, I think, the end of the 87 season. You could flash forward to that, and then talk. And then that would lead you immediately right into 88, where you could see that we'd turned this thing around and we're going in the right direction. And then and maybe you would end it in 90 and not go all the way to Fulton County at the end of the 92 season. Because 90 really was, you could take it right up to, you know, I think where Drabek shut out the Cardinals to clinch the victory. And then, you know, that would be a nice story, you know, going through that period when everything was at its worst to going all the way up to where, you know, we did it. The Mets were vanquished, and the division championship was ours. And of course, you know, going back, that was back when there was only four teams made the playoffs. So that was kind of a cool achievement in its own right. Even though the end of the season, the playoffs didn't ever go our way. And that could be another story. That could be another little miniseries right there. Just those three straight years of playoff disappointment and a lot of things, a lot of little tiny things, if they didn't happen, would have made a huge difference. But that's all. That's at ifs and buts.
Well, glad I've got you down as executive producer here, Bob. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Hey, thank you, man. Great insight, as always. You always see things that the folks never see, and you always bring those to light. And we hope you're back calling games here sooner rather than later. Until then, enjoy NASCAR's return. I'm sure you were all over that last weekend.
I actually didn't watch it, to be honest with you. I've kind of changed my habits a little bit, going back to like the Jordan thing. I'm trying to do other things and stay busy with the TV, at least for now. So,
all right. Well,
I know when everything gets going, then the TV is going to be a very special part of a lot of people's lives, because you can't actually go and watch any of these events. So,
well, yeah, you have an opportunity there.
The new normal, I guess.
Well, you're going to be pulling ratings that you've never pulled before if this thing gets off the ground, Bob. So you'll be in every living room in the household, more than the final episode of MASH.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Walkie, enjoy your weekend.
All right. Anytime, Dan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.